All right, welcome back. This is Who's Talking Courtside at the Greensboro Coliseum, the 2015 ACC Tournament, and we are moments away before the nightcap, which is being led off by the Duke Blue Devils and the NC State Wolfpack. So we're going to wrap up with some comments here with Chris Wright, the editor of the Saber, our good friend.
Just one reminder, don't forget, 5:30 tomorrow, we're back on previewing the Virginia semifinal game. We got Dave Kane, voice of the Hoos. Probably going to have Chris Wright back with us tomorrow afternoon, maybe even Corey Alexander. But, Chris, just real quick, Duke, NC State, what do you expect in this game?
Both of them are playing fairly well the majority of the last two or three weeks. So should be a battle. We know it'll be loud in here because North Carolina schools really show up when their teams are in this building. So I like Duke. They shoot the ball extremely well, and that usually decides things if you can hit the three.
Let's project ahead. Just maybe if it's Duke, Virginia, Saturday night, how do you see that one breaking down?
Yeah, we're jumping way ahead, right? So I like Virginia in that game. To be honest with you, they had Duke beat, and then Duke got really hot down the stretch in that game, in part because Virginia had breakdowns they don't characteristically have. I went back and tracked it. I think it was something like 7 defensive breakdowns in 16 possessions in that game. I'd have to go back and double-check my notes, but they just don't do that. 50% of the time with a major defensive breakdown doesn't happen to Virginia very often.
It would really be meaningful, but you're right. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Most important thing right now is North Carolina tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Well, this is the first time Virginia's been in back-to-back ACC tournament semifinals since 1994-95. So
you don't have to remind me. The tournament used to be end on Sunday. I did the games for 12 years, and never did Virginia play on Saturday during the 12 years that I broadcast the game. So it's nice to come down here and have a sense, a little swagger when you come into the building, you know, as the number one seed.
Well, the Virginia fans are definitely fired up. Walking around on the concourse in the last 2 days, it's been very enjoyable seeing all the orange and navy blue. And a lot of Virginia fans are fired up. And I think Virginia fans will be plenty loud tomorrow. The problem is there will be so many Tar Heels that this building will be almost intolerable.
Well, that's what they said about the final last year, too.
Yep.
And Virginia took it to Duke. And those
yes.
Duke fans were awfully quiet during that game.
Yep.
So Carolina better show up ready to play, or it'll be quiet in here.
Yes. I agree with you.
Yeah, we're hearing a little of those Duke fans right now, as well as the Wolfpack, as they're dimming the lights. We're moments away from the start of tonight's Duke-NC State game. Chris, any final thoughts from the game today or looking ahead to the one tomorrow?
One thing I've been tracking for 2 or 3 weeks, Virginia's turning the ball over way too much. And they turned it over again today. If you turn it over against North Carolina, they run out.
Well, you don't want to give up easy baskets. And, of course, the other thing about Virginia turnovers, they're a low possession team anyway. So
exactly.
when you turn it over 13 or 14 times, that's a lot of offensive opportunities you're not getting.
Out of 60 possessions, that's like one out of every five. You can't do that if you're Virginia.
You know, I don't see Virginia doing that tomorrow. I think that Coach Bennett and Williford and McKay and the rest of them, they will work with the team very carefully tonight and tomorrow morning to prep. And I have a funny feeling that Virginia guard play will be a little bit more conservative with ball handling. Today there were a lot of situations where Virginia players dribbled to the lane without anything in mind.
The other factor is North Carolina does not play defense the way they used to. I think that's one of their difficulties. They clearly have gifted athletes and players. They just don't play that real tough overplay defense that Dean Smith used to be known for.
Yeah, they're not consistent at all on the defensive end. So I expect Virginia to screen, and make them guard. That shortens the game, and that should put Virginia in control.
Yeah.
All right. We're getting ready to wrap up here. Go Wahoos tomorrow against the Tar Heels.
But talk to you again tomorrow at 5:30. Friday afternoon.
Go Wahoos.